I believe we have established it is the People's Republic of Slojamistan. And Sultan, are you with us? It's an honor to have you on WGN. I have to tell you.
My friend, I've done many interviews this past week, been a very busy week, but I'll tell you, this is the first time I'm actually almost without words speaking to the one and only Mr. Records Landecker, radio guy himself.
My, Sultan, I am honored. I bow to you. I am humbled that the Sultan of Slojamistan would actually have knowledge of a mere peon such as I. So tell me, how much of this is real? I mean, I know part of it is. I know this micronation concept has some legal, what's the word I'm looking for, aspect to it. Is that not true?
Well, look, you started with a very serious question. I thought we were going to make jokes and have fun.
We are. We got a whole half hour. We are going to. But I want to make people understand that this is not just a joke, although yes, it's extremely funny, but it's also a real thing.
Well, look, if you want to get serious for a quick second, we can say what constitutes a country. And for the naysayers that say there is no way this is a country, it is not real, it is not a nation, I then ask them, well, let's sit down and talk. You tell me about Taiwan. Is Taiwan a country, or Kosovo, or dare I say, Palestine, Western Sahara, Vatican City, right? Montevideo Convention, Article 3, explicitly says that you do not need recognition from another nation to be a country. You need borders. You need sovereignty. You need a population. You need people. Every country was started from an idea, no matter how small or big the idea was, including the great United States. So the answer is yes, we are a country, and it is as real as the raccoons that are on the sands of Slojamistan frolicking about. That's our national animal, by the way.
So you are an actual entity, and there are publications, international publications, that define what a nation is, and that you have qualified under all those requirements, and you are indeed a micronation. How big is your country, so to speak?
Well, currently, right, it's much smaller in the very beginning, so we have plans for expansion, hopefully peaceful expansion, of course. I should note the Sultan is a peace-loving leader, so the few people that get up in arms and you know, think we're going to do bad things, we're a loving people.
Yes.
We love the slow jams. But right now, it's 11 acres, 11.07 acres, right now, today. But tomorrow, who knows? Could be 12, 15, 20. You don't know.
Well, Sultan, I'm not kidding when I say that it's an honor for you to be on my program, because yesterday I applied for citizenship in the nation of Slojamistan. So I wanted to pass that along. I mean, I can have dual citizenship, right? I can be a citizen of the United States and a citizen of Slojamistan, I'm guessing.
Look, I think everybody should have options. So the answer is absolutely yes. And by the way, for people listening, if they want to apply for citizenship, it's important to say it's free. This is not I'm not trying to sell you a timeshare, although we do have some available I can talk about later. But you can apply for citizenship absolutely free on slojamistan.org, slojamistan.org, and we will gladly accept you with open arms and a bowl of yellow Starburst.
You know, there's going to be what's called a microcon down the road a piece from Chicago and Joliet coming up, which, of course, I'm assuming is representatives of micronations. And I'm in awe of you, Sultan, in the detail and humor that you have applied to your sovereign nation. It's amazing. It goes to great lengths, if you ask me, to define what this is, and does it with an amazing sense of humor. How long did it take, Sultan, for you to actually, from the time that you said, you know, I deserve my own country, I'm going to create Slojamistan, How long did it take from the initial inspiration until you actually declared yourself a sovereign nation?
Well, two quick facts. You were mistaken when you said that. I said I deserve my own country. This is a country for the people.
Okay.
So I must upfront say that. Number two,
yes.
I will tell you it is the worst financial decision of my life. We are on the we're teetering on the brink of collapse. I will tell you that right now. The passports and the suits, very expensive. So let me tell you that as well. It's not all glamorous. But to answer your question directly, it took about maybe 17 to 19 months from the initial conception, the seed in my mind, and it
yes.
was like a runaway train. I could not stop it, and it continues to grow.
I'm going to go down the list, and you answer it. And, you know, you said at the beginning, I thought we were going to do some fun stuff. Yeah, we are. So I'll say what I read here on a paper, and then you respond, okay?
Yes.
Okay. The full name.
Hey, hold on. Let me look at my notes. It's such a long name. It is the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slojamistan.
And when was it founded?
Founded on December 1st, which just happens to be the Sultan's birthday, 2021.
Let's see. What's the capital of your country?
Yes, well, it makes sense if you know my radio name on the radio. I've been in radio since I was 15 years old, doing love songs and dedication show. I grew up in Chicago, actually, listening to the Quiet Storm in Chicago. And my name on the radio is R-Dub. So it is R-D-U-B, which is a contraction of R-W. So R-Dub is my radio name.
Uh-huh.
So the capital is Dublandia. Dublandia, D-U-B, Landia, the land of R-Dub.
Sultan, do you mind me asking you what part of the greater Chicagoland area did you grow up in?
Yes, I'm very proud of being from Chicago, one of the greatest cities in the world, after Dublandia, of course. I was born in DuPage County in Hinsdale, and I lived in Downers Grove and also Bolingbrook and Clarendon Hills, which did not have
wow.
many hills, but it is beautiful for the Clarendon. Yes.
Yes. what time? We played part of your national anthem last night. I hope you don't mind.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Did you played how much of it did you play?
About a minute.
It is against the rules in Slojamistan. I will have some empathy for you because you did not know, but you must play the entire thing in full stand when you play it as well.
Well, let me explain to you, Sultan. If I could play the whole thing, I certainly would. But there are these music licensing laws that radio stations have, and WGN, not being a music station, can only play 1 minute of anything. I mean, we just can't go over it. It's part of the copyright law. So I would have loved to have played the whole thing, but I apologize for being only able to play 60 seconds. But, you know, that's a house rule, so to speak. So that's what led to that. Although I thought
I will give you... Well, look, I will give you a pardon, but I'm going to do a deep dive on what you just said and make sure what you're telling is the truth. And if it's not, we are never speaking again, okay?
Sounds good to me, but we are going to speak again in just a few minutes when we come back on 720 WGN. That has anything to do with the Sultan, because we have a Sultan on the air right now. Yes, indeed, from the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slojamistan. So, Sultan, what follows Sultan? Do you have a name after that, or just Sultan? Is it just Sultan, or is there a last name? How does that work?
Well, by the way, my legal department is on the phone as well, listening on the secured line, and
yes?
they were saying that you only played 17 seconds of the Dire Straits, so we are good, we are in the clear. Everybody is going home with a paycheck this week, no problems, which is good.
Yes.
And we are taking notes.
Yes.
Well, there are three acceptable ways you can address your Sultan.
Right.
And so just out of respect, you can
yes.
say Sultan or Mr. Sultan, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You can say Your Excellency, if you want to be proper.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say Big Daddy. Big Daddy is acceptable.
I want to tell you, Big Daddy, that during the break, my wife called the studio, and she, as we were speaking, was in the process of becoming a citizen of Slojamistan, and that brings up a question. Since my wife and I are like going to be citizens, Does that automatically grandfather, so to speak, our offspring in as part of the, as a citizenship, as citizens, or do they need to apply on their own?
My friends, just like the common American, no offense, but that is the lazy route. That is the shortcut. We do not like to take shortcuts because what if your kid is a little brat and, listens to the mumble rap music and does the vaping. We would not just allow such a thing in Soyama-san. So nice try, my friend, but no, he must apply as well.
Okay. You said you don't allow vaping. Are there any other laws that you have?
That is strict, actually. Look, we like the hookah. The hookah and the vaping is actually okay. I was trying to make a point about the kids and everything they do these
days.
We have a few foundations. Our country was rooted in a couple of values, and it goes back. Let me just take you 2-3 years ago in America. As an American citizen, I was alarmed by the infestation and the pandemic of the word shoes is a generous term, but we'll say shoes so everybody understands. They are big rubber, funny clown shoes, but they have holes in them. So
you were talking Crocs, right?
That is the word they use. Yes, the Crocs.
Yes.
And look, clown shoes are funny enough, and then you put holes all over them. Do people have self-respect anymore? I don't understand. So my pleads and my cries to the Senate, to Congress, to local and federal and regional law enforcement and politicians to stop these Crocs. Went unheard, almost like I was ignored on my soapbox. So I said, look, we're going to start a nation of our own. We're going to strictly forbid Crocs even passing through the border. So that is law number one. That is the fiercest law. There is no negotiation. We take that very seriously. You can't even joke about it, okay?
I won't joke about it.
Number two, if you're in your local supermarket, you're in the cheese section, okay? If you buy a string cheese.
Yes.
I have seen Americans actually bite or chomp the string cheese, like put it in their mouth like it is a Nathan's hot dog. And the barbarianism in doing such a thing to such a beautiful a stick of cheese that is meant to be peeled lovingly and delicately, this is not allowed in Soyama-san for obvious reasons. You want to buy cheese, you buy a block of cheese. But do not peel the string cheese.
Do you have issues with shredded Parmesan cheese?
Why would I have issues with shredded Parmesan cheese? That is a wonderful invention. We enjoy it. We use it. This is fantastic.
Yes. Do you have let's go through. How about a national animal? Do you have any of those?
Yes. Well, look, the first thing we had to do is be truthful with ourselves. When we annexed the land, We looked in the etymology and the national resources, and of course I wanted a mascot to be a tiger, a lion, perhaps a chimpanzee, something with some strength and force and a proud animal. Yes, maybe a jaguar, maybe a flamingo, but unfortunately the Sultan always tells the truth. No such animals has ever existed in the history of our lands. The one animal we saw was a raccoon. He was in our trash can and making a big mess. But then we said, let's stop. Let's appreciate the beauty of such a animal that, recycles and uses composting materials to help with waste and help with the climate, right? He's not eating out of restaurants. He's eating food that nobody was going to eat. He has a beautiful stripes. He is a fancy, he's a cute guy with little hands, just like the Sultan. So hence the raccoon, and we let the citizens vote on the name of the raccoon. His name, his national mascot is Slow Jama Stanley. That is a raccoon we lovingly refer to, Slow Jama Stanley. He's a good guy. You can buy a T-shirt with his picture on it. Slow Jama shop. Yes.
I'm going to get to that in just a second. What's the political system there? I mean, is it parliamentary, a democracy? What is it?
Well, it is no doubt. I'm not going to beat around the bushes. It is absolutely a dictatorship because the way I look at it, I'm not going to let anyone else run my country into the ground because it is easy to do when other people are meddling. However, I let the people vote on certain days. For example, when we play the music, they can request their favorite slow jam, some Anita Baker, some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
It is democracy. Yes, you call it. You have a show back in the day where people would call in and request the hits. We do that in Slojamistan, so that it is a group. It's a dictatorship, but the people participate when the Sultan feels they can take on that responsibility.
Boy, I'll tell you just mentioned three of my wife's favorite artists. I think we'll probably be visiting soon. Do you have any accommodations? Yes. Are there any hotels, motels on the property yet, or is that something in the future?
A small disclaimer, you should maybe keep your wife away from the Sultan, just saying, just so everything is on the up and up, because any woman with that taste of music, we are meant to be together, so you may want to keep us away at arm's length. All due respect to Mr. Landecker. Well, we have many plans for the land. Oh, yes. As far as building, we are envisioning a Sultan's Lazy River, also a interactive armadillo farm, because what fun is a armadillo farm if you cannot interact with the armadillos? They are very cute.
Indeed, indeed.
All you can eat Mongolian barbecue restaurant, but as hotels, not quite yet. We are in negotiation with Days Inn
yes,
to build a nice government sponsored hotel. But for now, there are the neighboring Americans have some nice establishments you can stay at.
Well, I know that people have been listening to this and going, how do I find out more about Slow Jamistan? What about a website? How can I buy some merchandise? Where should people go, Sultan?
I'm glad you asked. They should bookmark it. It is slowjamistan.org, slowjamistan.org. But for the people on the social medias, of course, the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, the MySpace. Also, the Sultan is on Tinder. So if you see a guy in a dictatorship suit in green, make sure you swipe right, because I make a fantastic date. We go to Shoney's. Don't pick anything crazy, right? But yes, you can follow us on all of those social media channels. It's Slow Jamistan.
Well, thank you, Sultan. Thank you so much for being with us. And all the best to you and your country. And I can't wait until I get my citizenship card. Thank you. Sultan, the Sultan of the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slow Jamistan. And if you think, yes, of course we're kidding, but no. All right? There is a degree of legality to this. I'm not kidding. And we're going to have some people on from the MicroCon in Joliet. These are people, I'm assuming, have their own micronations.